Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Hanoi v'hakoach v'haosher v'hakavod v'hachochma v'hazikna v'haseva v'habonim. All of these things that a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, is zoche to. Noi is beauty, a beautiful life, koach, wealth, honor, intelligence, old age, but old age in a healthy, like an old wine that ages beautifully, and seva, also the distinguishedness of old age, and bonim. All of these things are noa la tzadikim v'noa la olam. They're good for the tzadikim, and they're also good for the world. What does that mean? So the Teres Yisrael explains that the tzaddik, when he gets all these brachos from Hashem, so he uses them for the betterment of Klal Yisrael. So for instance, the fact that he has noi, which means that he's a likable person. You know, he finds favor in people's eyes. So that means that he ends up meeting dignitaries and kings and presidents, and he's Doresh Tov Li'amo. He represents his nation well, and he, because of him, the Jews are treated well, because there's a certain noy about him. And he has koach, and he uses this koach not for his own advancement, but he uses it to help, to be matzil, those who are being oppressed from their oppressors. If he has wealth, he uses it for aniyim and evyonim. If he has kavod, he uses his clout in order to inspire people to do things that are right, so that people listen to him. If he has chachma, he uses it to teach Torah. If he has zikna, so then that means that when he has good advice, because he has good life experience. He says here that he has harpatkaos. He has lots of life challenges and experiences and stories, right? What if you want to, you know, in our Pirkei Avos that we learn every morning, so I have to throw stories in, right? So try to illustrate the ideas. So you just need a life experience in order to have enough stories to be able to retell, in order to bring out the points that you want to bring out. So that's how the tzaddikim use all of these things, which, by the way, this is just, I think, a great piece of advice. If you want to be zochet to these kind of things, you need to show Hashem what you're going to use them for. You're going to use your intelligence to teach people things. You're going to use your wealth in order to help people who are less fortunate than you. Then Hashem's going to give you more of it, hopefully. And as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, however, by Rishayim, it's the opposite. The Rishayim use all of these things for bad things. They use their likableness. They use their yofi for znus. And they use their koach in order to oppress other people. So the tzaddik uses all these blessings for good, and the Rishayim use these blessings for bad. I wonder if the relationship between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, now the previous Mishnah, if you remember, we said Gedola Torah, that it gives all of these amazing things to the one who lives a life of Torah. So it almost is as if the previous Mishnah was telling us what you benefit from learning Torah, and now this Mishnah is telling us what the entire world benefits from you learning Torah and from you being a tzaddik. These are all the things that the world's going to benefit. Now, you're also benefiting greatly from these things, because these are all amazing things for you. But the idea is that it's not just that Hashem's giving it to you. He's giving it to you because he realizes that you're a conduit through which he can bless the whole nation. Then we quote a bunch of psukim here. Shenemar, ateres teferes seva, v'derech tztaka timotze. That old age is like a crown. And it's found, b'derech tztaka, it's found, as if it's like given as charity. So the Yochin explains, the Tversel explains, that, first of all, right away we jump to save him. You don't need psukim to explain why noy is good and why koach is good and why osher is good. It's obvious why all those things are good. But we do need an explanation for, is why is old age good? So first the pasuk tells us that old age is like a crown. And it's something that you get, you find, that it comes to you as like a tztaka. Why is it tztaka? Because in general, in general, an old person doesn't expect that old age is going to be good for him. Quite the opposite. You don't look forward to old age. You think that's when I'm going to lose all my koach. But no, it's found. It's like tztaka. It's like a gift that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a person dedicates their life to Torah mitzvos, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a seva, an old age, which is one where they can have continued to get koach and they continue to do the things that they're supposed to be doing, the mitzvos. The Omer Tferes Bachurim Kocham, the strength, the splendor of young men is their power, their strength. And you know, you guys are all young, you have a lot of vigor and a lot of life, and you can use all of that. You have a lot of, I'm sure, also not only physical strength, but you also have a lot of, you know, you have big dreams and motivation and ambition. So that's a tremendous koach, and that's going to propel you to accomplish great things. So that's Tferes Bachurim is Kocham, but Hadar Zekenim is Seva. So the splendor of a young man is his strength, and the splendor of an old man is his old age. Again, here, the old age, because when a person ages well, so he has lots of life experience, he speaks from a very wise place because of everything that he's seen and gone through. V'omer ateres chachamim ashram, v'omer ateres zekenim b'nei vanim v'tveres banim avosam. Part of also the blessing of old age is hopefully to have many children and grandchildren who learn from you. V'omer v'chafra halavana uvosha chama, ki molach Hashem tzvakos b'har tzion v'rishlayim v'neged zekenov kavod. So what does this mean? Chafra halavana uvosha chama. So this pasuk in Yeshayahu is talking about that at some point in Achas Hayomim, the moon will be embarrassed and the sun will be embarrassed. So what is that exactly? Because Hashem is reigning in Har Tzion. So the pashtus is that, listen, their lights are not going to be necessary because there's going to be so much light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that that's one level of interpretation. But if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, so he says that by Talmidei Chachamim, when they get older, so there's an embarrassment. Because the Levana, he says, refers to, this is a deep idea, the Levana, which we know, it reflects light. It doesn't have its own power source. It's just a rock. The moon is just a rock. But it reflects the light of the sun. So too, the body is really just blood and bones. It's nothing. But there's a neshama in it that gives it life. So just like the moon is this dark rock, but it's enlightened by the light of the sun, so too your physical body is just an empty, you know, casing of flesh and blood, but the neshama gives it life. So that's chafra levana. There's going to be a time when the body is embarrassed. Levana, why is the body going to be embarrassed? Because when you're old, you lose control over your body physically. The body starts to lose its strength and its vigor. And even the sun's going to be embarrassed. What's the sun? The sun is the light source. That's the neshama that enlightens. Even that's going to be embarrassed because the mind starts to go also, unfortunately, when you're older. But nonetheless, molach Hashem tzvakos bar tzion v'yishlayim v'neged zekein of kavod. But yet the zekeinim will get kavod. Because even though normally and naturally the body starts to wane in power and the intellect starts to diminish, but there will still be for Zekenim, who are blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will give them these kochos back. He'll give it to them, even though the natural process is that they lose them. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, now Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh himself says, before he was quoting from Rashi bar Yochai, Eilu sheva mido shemanu chachamim letzadikim, kulam niskayim uberebi ubebanav. All of these things were fulfilled by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and his children. Right, we have some Gemaras about Rabbi, right? The Gemara in Ksubis talks about when Rabbi died. So Shimon, I think, and Gamliel, Shimon Berebi and Gamliel Berebi. So I forgot. One of them he made the Rosh Hashiva, one of them he made, one was the Avbeist, you know, he was the Nasi. So one he made the Nasi, one he made an Avbeist. I don't remember exactly how he split up the powers there. The Gemara towards the end of Ksubis talks about it. His children were great Talmidei Chachamim. So this is the they were a fulfillment. He and his children were a fulfillment of this. I think Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is saying he lived very, very old, very, very old age. So he's a fulfillment of everything this Mishnah is talking about. And they used everything they had, both physical and spiritual, for the betterment of other people. And they themselves were zochet to the pasuk of Ki Hi Chayecha V'Orech Yomecha.